Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
For you in the last election. If you enact a flavor ban, I cannot support you any longer.
There are 545,000 registered voters in the state of Ohio that also vape.
If you enact a flavor ban, this will cost you the election.
I vape and I vote.
Wow. So the president who is combating the attackers through immigration and everything else on his run to trying to do this all over again in 2020 now is dealing with what you just heard there, a giant spot on vaping. So what's interesting is the New York Times and the Washington Post both did stories about this the other day. And instead of going down the path of what's happening now, which we will do this week when it comes to impeachment, I want to talk for a second about this whole ban on vaping. Because the president's ban on most flavored e-cigarettes has been cleared by federal regulators. They were going to announce they would order candy, fruit, and mint flavors off the market by 30 days. Remember, the president promised almost 2 months earlier to quell that youth vaping epidemic that had entrapped basically 5 million teens. So just the sign-off was it. But the night before a planned morning news conference, the president decided no and briefed on a flight to Lexington at a campaign rally. If you remember, we talked about it. He didn't sign the decision memo saying he didn't want to move forward with the ban that he had once backed, primarily at his wife and daughter's urging because he feared it would lead to job losses. So that's the reason why he's saying he reversed course on this, because of course there's massive worry over what's going on in these vape shops and these, how much job loss are we talking about? And switching gears after what was really controversial is pretty interesting. And so this, the whole thing of vaping, and you heard it there, has rattled a lot of people, but there is also an aggressive social media campaign. Remember, in this split decision world we live in, where it's hashtag iVape, iVote. And advocates claim the ban would shut down thousands of shops, eliminate jobs, and send vapers back to cigarettes. So there you go. There was also word that his campaign manager warned that the ban could hurt him in battleground states. Whether that's true or not, you know, who knows. But when you see these pictures of some of these young people who are becoming violently ill because of vaping, boy, that is, it's sad to see. I've talked about it because I've come out against the flavored vaping. There's no question. I have friends who have teenagers and they're scared to death because so many of them, it's the cool thing to do, and so many of them have turned to vaping that it's very, very commonplace, as we know, and we all look around. Be that as it may, whether honestly it would affect an election or affect so many voters, you know, who knows? I do know this. California has sued Juul over the e-cigarette ads and the sales to teens, and for allegedly targeting kids with bad marketing is what they're saying. So the California Attorney General went after them big time and decided, yeah, we're not going to sit back on this one. Xavier Becerra, his name is, announced that they're pursuing this And they're saying that the e-cigarette company had illegally advertised to young people and failed to warn consumers about the potential health risks of using Juul products. And it accuses them also of failing to verify the age of California consumers and then violating the privacy rights of minors by keeping the email addresses of underage buyers who failed age verification on their website and using those emails to send them marketing materials. Yeah, that's targeting, isn't it? So is it predictable? And millions of teens and young Americans use the products. There's no question about that. As I mentioned, I know some people who are struggling and worried about their kids and what they're doing. But we'll see what happens with this lawsuit. Okay, something of a different sort, of course, is brewing. And I mentioned it at the top. It's a thing that has just taken over our world for the last month, really, it seems, because we kept hearing about the possibilities. But the impeachment inquiry rolls on. And what happens this week could be pretty dramatic over the next 3 days. Can the accusers of the president establish that he actually abused his power to pressure the Ukraine for political favors, or is there not enough there to make that stick? When you're talking about impeachment, we go back to the same thing. This, you're talking about taking down the leader of the free world. That's it, right? So it can't be, oh, well, this I wasn't dotted and that wasn't, and well, we thought we heard that, and I was the third person who ever heard that. It can't be a lot of the dramatic hearsay. It would have to be, I think, something stone cold, you know, period. So some reaction from all sides included this from the House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff, and what he's had to say. And, of course, absolutely, he has pushed hard for this to happen, where he's saying that it's disgusting and horrific what has happened here, while you have Congressman Lee Zeldin saying that, listen, Schiff needs to go back to the golden throne he came from. He's saying, my background's in the military. There are a lot of great people in the military. I would follow them into combat. If they were charging a hill, I would follow them. I would die for them. I'd fight for them. I would never want to have to charge a hill with Adam Schiff leading the charge. And he says, what you've seen from the entire impeachment charade is an effort that essentially and eagerly tears our country in half. We should be focusing on important priorities for our constituents, but instead we are not doing that. It's divisive and it's not bringing us together. And then you've got also from over the weekend and the talking head crews and all of that, you have this invitation. You have Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, inviting the President to testify before Congress in his own impeachment inquiry. And I think there's pretty much zero chance that we would see that. Former Assistant U.S. Attorney Andy McCarthy explained to even float that he would publicly testify in an impeachment probe is absolutely inappropriate. So that's where we stand on that, and I'm swimming over to the other side. I'll meet you there.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever. And you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas. Riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet? Scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success? And why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
For computers, Carol Shaw was one of the first female game designers and programmers in the video game industry. I'm Kate Delaney, and this is her story.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
Growing up, Shaw, who excelled at math in junior high and high school, was often annoyed with the people who told her she was good at math for being a girl. Going on to the University of California in Berkeley, she put her bachelor's in electrical engineering and master's in computer science to great use as she became the first professional female video game designer, going to work for Atari. In 1980, her Tic-Tac-Toe was the first commercially released video game designed by a woman. 2 years later, at another company, her popular River Raid became the second. I'm Kate Delaney, and that's her story. An interesting story about Carol Shaw. Thanks to Nathan Reeder for that, for his fine work in pulling all this production together. I mentioned it, first female game designer. Who knew? I'm fascinated in doing the research for this. I mentioned the tic-tac-toe. I used to play that. Did you used to play that? And she designed that. Seems so simple, right? But that, remember what video games were like back then, and then River Raid was so popular. She retired pretty early because she had so much success, I think, in her career. And also, I want to mention this. If you are live in Tampa, if you own an Alexa, and who doesn't, it seems, right? A lot of people do, but But if you fall into that category, you can get daily local newscasts on your device every morning. You go to your Alexa app, select skills, and search Virtual News Center, then select the newscast for the Tampa market. It's just that easy. And thanks to the Virtual News crew, of course, also you can hear my, her story, not just here on the show, but also through the Alexa device. Once you go to the skills section and load that up, it is actually pretty cool. You walk in and say, hey, I want to hear her story. And then it comes up. And audio is really, it seems funny to say this, but audio is the wave of the future. Gary V, the brilliant Gary V that I had a chance to spend a few moments with, talked a lot about audio and the kind of audio that we absorb and, of course, the relevance of radio. And I love radio, and so I love to hear things like that without a doubt. Let's go through some of the bigger headlines on the day that don't involve impeachment, because this hangs over us, and we know this week is big, and we're going to be analyzing and talking about that a lot. The Democrats are at it again. 10 candidates are going to take the stage in Atlanta for the fifth Democratic presidential debate, and it's interesting. It's the same cast of characters. We're watching the polls and where they go, but I said to someone today, if I was a campaign manager, I don't care, Republican, Democrat, you look at the landscape and you figure out what is it, especially with the Democrats, what is it that's not happening here? What is it that would be unique and authentic to the person? And those on the stage would be, of course, Joe Biden, Senator Cory Booker from New Jersey, Pete Buttigieg, the South Bend, Indiana mayor, Tulsi Gabbard, the congresswoman from Hawaii, Senator Kamala Harris from California, Amy Klobuchar, the senator from Minnesota, Bernie Sanders, the independent from Vermont, Tom Steyer, the billionaire, Senator Elizabeth Warren, and Andrew Yang. And then there are others that are running. I mentioned John Delaney. He's been in a couple of those debates, and he's going to come on the show and talk about where he sees things for the Democrats and thinks that I think the thought is if anybody is too far left-leaning, that would be just too much and push them out of the game. And just like for the Republicans who are amping up for what happens when you try to get reelected again, and what kind of obstacles could you possibly encounter, and how do you stoke those fires, and how do you celebrate those wins, and put the rest behind you? That's part of what you do when you're trying to get somebody reelected again. I'll tell you a story that I would love to see buried just like him. I hate to be so blunt about it, but Jeffrey Epstein, the more that I hear off the cuff that I can't talk about that I know for fear of what the repercussions would be. It's unbelievable what it keeps coming out of the whole Epstein crypt. In other words, the Pandora's box, the hell that seemed to be floating around him, yet with all that power and money, the people were like moths to a flame, these guys that just couldn't help themselves but wanted to hang around Epstein. And some of these encounters that we're hearing about, bedroom floors made of mattress foam and being encouraged to cry after sex with a disgraced money man, Jeffrey Epstein, and boy, more and more keeps coming out. We just had another woman who went by the name, who's going by the name of Jane Doe, 15. She was 15 when Epstein allegedly preyed upon her, and she's part of this whole now lawsuit thing. And it's a battery assault, intentional infliction of emotional distress, and she was part of that Lolita Express. And there's more and more of these stories. But what happens in court? Because he was found dead this past August in his prison cell. How does that happen? While he was waiting trial on federal sex trafficking charges. So the allegations are that the convicted sex offender paid girls as young as 14 or 15 hundreds of dollars for massages before he molested them in his homes in New York, Palm Beach, and etc. And then there were others that have been linked to him as well. Some very, very famous men who don't want to be in that situation and are denying anything that has been thrown out, connecting their names to anything with Jeffrey Epstein. And this is the story that just keeps living on and living on and, living on. Let's put it that way. You know, this is becoming sadly all too familiar. In Oklahoma, at a Walmart parking lot, there was a shooting that left two men and a woman dead. This is apparently, though, a domestic dispute. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol said the shooting happened just before 10 a.m. in the parking lot of a Walmart in a place 75 miles south of Oklahoma City, in Duncan. And they say they were a woman and one of the men were found shot to death in the car. The other man was found dead outside of the car. And then, of course, they found a handgun. The commotion and the aerial footage and the shell casings and all of that led to the public schools being placed on lockdown. And, of course, they've obviously been given the all clear. But, you think of Oklahoma and you think of the Walmart in El Paso, Texas, reopening nearly 3 months after a gunman went in and killed 22 people and injured dozens of others at that store in August. And I'll tell you, it takes your breath away when you think of what is happening. And of course, like I said, this is the world we live in, but in this case, because of the panic initially, in this case, it was domestic violence, and they believe that as they're piecing the story together. But it is worrisome when you see all the shell casings, you just see what's happened, and you're trying to sort it out at the moment. And think of what happens when police arrive and they have very little details. Of course, what happens is immediately they sound the alarm. So bravo to those policemen and women in Duncan who acted as quickly as they could. I'll meet you in just a few over the fence.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The report finally ready. The long-awaited Inspector General's report to be released before the end of the year. South Carolina Senator Republican Lindsey Graham says Michael Horowitz will testify December 11th before the Senate Judiciary Committee. The detailed report should shed lots of light on the Russia collusion investigation and the alleged FISA abuse that led to it. The impeachment inquiry hearings roll on Tuesday on Capitol Hill with eight witnesses expected this week. week. President Trump says he is not ruling out appearing before Adam Schiff's committee or submitting written answers to questions. The president tweeting, "Even though I did nothing wrong and don't like giving credibility to this no due process hoax, I like the idea and will, in order to get Congress focused again, strongly consider it." Explanation point. On Wall Street, the Dow gaining 33 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Trey Mooner joins us again. He's the CEO of Tivity Health. And boy, we talked about a program that they have that is going to change the lives, or is already changing the lives of so many people, because they have a program that's already in place, and this is going to just kind of dovetail onto it, and it's the Silver Sneakers program. Before we dive back into the loneliness that we were talking about before that people, Donato, didn't talk about or didn't stand up initially when you were giving a speech. That's where we last left you. Tell us quickly about Silver Sneakers, because I know there's been massive success over this.
Oh, Silver Sneakers is a program that I am most proud of. I think in order to explain it, I should give you the history of how it got started. It was started 27 years ago by a wonderful woman by the name of Mary Swanson. Her father had a heart attack. And the doctor said to the dad and to Mary that if you want your life to be extended, you've got to go and exercise. Well, they went to a gym, and they were horrified by the fact that this gym did not know how to treat somebody with a chronic condition. Now, this goes back 27 years ago. And so Mary Swanson had this really great idea. What if we were to create a network of fitness centers and be able to train them on how to offer classes to those who are aging and those who are aging with chronic condition? And so was born Silver Sneakers. Fast forward today. Now, when Mary started this, she may have had 20, you know, fitness centers in the network. Today, we have 16,000 fitness centers in a national network. Back when she started it, she may have had, you know, 500 seniors. Today, we have nearly 16 million eligible seniors, and we sell to the, you know, Medicare Advantage health plans, and they then provide this program to the nearly 16 million that I had shared with you. So that's Silver Sneakers today, basically an opportunity to get people out of their home and get them into a fitness center. And again, it's not about bench pressing 150 pounds. Carlos Bender, you'll love this story. She passed away this year, but she joined. She was 103 when I went to her birthday party last year. She joined Silver Sneakers at 89.
Wow.
And she joined because her daughter, who she had taken care of for her entire life, had a physical disability, passed away, and she went into a deep depression, and her friend went to her home and said, "You're going to Silver Sneakers," and 15 years later, I went to her 103rd birthday, and she was on a treadmill. You know, it was really so sweet to see this amazing woman who understood that, you know, life doesn't have to stop at 89 because you may have lost somebody in your family.
Wow, that is an incredible story. It's never too late. That's what that tells us, and that you should sign up for Silver Sneakers today. We were also talking about, you know, the fact that you wrote this book, and you talked about something traumatic that happened to you as a child where you lost most of your hearing because of this ear infection and how you felt isolated and that kind of thing. But you were also hit by 9/11 because you changed, am I right, your last-minute plans to fly out of Logan?
Yeah, and so my book is titled Life's Bulldozer Moments, How Adversity Can Lead to Success in Life and Business. And for me, my life has had, but no different than anybody else's life, it has had some bulldozer moments. The loss of my hearing. My sister-in-law, who was my speech pathologist, she died 3 months after my hearing was restored in childbirth. I lost my brother in an automobile accident. And then on 9/11, my two friends and the three-year-old who had visited me and my partner at our home in Ogunquit, Maine, they changed their flight to go out with me on 9/11. They were supposed to leave from Rhode Island. And I, because of a toothache, decided to go to my dentist on September 10th. And because my dentist's office was close to the airport, I decided, let's see if I can get on the 5 o'clock p.m. flight, which I did on Monday, September 10th. I tried to get my friends to change the flight. They said, "We changed it once for you. We're not going to change it again." And unfortunately, they lost their lives when the second plane, United 175, hit the South Tower.
Wow.
And that was a huge loss for me personally. It had a lot of survivor guilt, quite honestly, and rather than be bitter, rather than have hatred in my heart, I decided I would do some good out of it, and we launched the Tremuto Foundation months after, which has now become a significant organization helping children that may have a disability or may have had a bulldozer moment in their life. We now put them through college and we mentor them. And we have helped hundreds of organizations now to deliver on their mission to make the world a more just and fair place. Last year, we launched a national workplace dignity program, a significant grant that we gave at the Robert F. Kennedy Center, a seven-figure grant to launch a national workplace dignity because so many workers have been bullied in the workforce. And so out of that tragedy has come a lot of good. And, you know, my book is about, it's not so much when you get knocked down that matters. It's what you do when you get back up.
Wow, so well said. And again, you mentioned your book. It's called Life's Bulldozer Moments, How Adversity Leads to Success in Life and Business. And I can imagine on those times when you're out there speaking that people probably come up to you, as I'm a speaker, so I know, people probably come up to you afterwards and share some very personal things that have happened to them.
Boy, you are so correct. And it's not only afterwards. It's, you know, I get scores of emails. And this is why, you know, it is so important to listen to people's stories. I have had scores of emails. The book now is in its eighth print. And I've had scores of emails of people saying, thank you, as a CEO of a public company, that you're willing to share your story. You've given me now that permission to open up about my story. And so if for whatever time I have on this earth, if that's all I'm able to do is get people to open up about their stories, terrific. And I never realized that the book would, in fact, do that, but that's exactly what it has done.
Yeah, isn't it interesting? Last week we spoke and we were talking about the impact of loneliness on seniors and the cost of loneliness on the healthcare system, and the fact that what you're able to do, besides Silver Sneakers, of course, is Wisely Well, which you launched, and that's the food delivery program, etc. And how excited are you, and we talked about this a little bit last week, how excited are you for this to get more notice and to have people aware that they have, there's people that have access to it, because as you mentioned to me, the Silver Sneakers is paid for as part of the Medicare plan. So a lot of this goes hand in hand, and I think people might not realize that.
It is, and you know, the biggest shock I had when I became CEO is that at that time we had almost 14 million eligible members and only 2 million signed up for it. Today, nearly 4 million, because we've been on a campaign to advise and alert the seniors, check your health plan. You may have Silver Sneakers. And the same thing here is that I'm on a mission. You know, we have nearly, 9 million food insecure seniors. 7 million live in poverty. How could that be? The wealthiest country on earth, and we have those statistics. And so maybe it's because I'm inching towards 65. I'm 63 now, but I hope it's because in my heart of hearts, it's the right thing to do, is to ensure that nobody ages lonely and to ensure that nobody ages with food insecurity or the inability to buy food. We have to right that, and I think this Wisely Well tailgates off of what we've done so well with Silver Sneakers. Why not expand this into the nutrition area?
Yeah. Did you ever think, Donato, as we wrap this up, that you would end up the way you ended up? You mentioned 9 boards, and here you're the CEO of the company, and then people are telling you these personal stories, and it's got to feel good to have people reach out to you the way they are.
Well, you know, it's interesting you ask me that. I guess I have a motto in life that you know, life is not about doing any one great thing. It's about doing little things that have the capacity to drive great change. And from a person who was voted in high school as the most likely not to succeed, quite frankly, when I look back, I have been blessed with enormous amount of drive, and that's all I needed. And my hope is that I can help young people in this, time period where compassionate leadership is needed. I hope I can help the young people to realize that they can be anything they want to be, just that passion ahead of, any doubt you might have.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah, perfect place to end this. I love this. Well, they were wrong when they said you weren't going to succeed, so there you go.
Well, trust me, I have gone back and reminded them, of course they deny it, but President Kennedy after the Bay of Pigs who said, victory breeds 1,000 fathers, failure is an orphan. And so, I guess when you do reach success, a lot of people will take credit for it. But, thankfully, I've never forgotten where I came from, and I've never forgotten, quite honestly, the challenges that I endured, and perhaps reason why I'm trying to do so much now.
Yeah. All right, Donato Tremuto, thank you so much, CEO of Tivity Health, and we've talked about Silver Sneakers, too. You can go to silversneakers.com for more on that if you haven't heard of the program, which is shocking. Take advantage of it and have your family take advantage of it if you definitely qualify for it. So thank you.
Thank you.
Dahibo. Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Kate Delaney, Forbes Books at Bedtime, here with the incomparable, unbelievable Phil Romano, who I'm proud to say I'm part of the network bar, and I'm watching this thing really explode. And I'll tell you what, I don't know where you're listening to us across the country, but because we have millions of listeners, but you're going to hope that you get to have a network bar wherever you're listening. And of course, if you're in Dallas, you can come down to the network bar, and if you're lucky and you get sponsored, you can come and be a part of the network bar. So Phil, let's talk about how this concept came about. What created the idea for the network bar for you?
Well, I think for any concept to be successful, it's got to solve a problem. And you know, the thing that's emerged in my old days, they used to call it marketing. Now it's networking. You know, so and people are networking, and they need tools to network. And you know, looking at like Dallas, for example, there's maybe a bunch of networking groups around, but they're all fragmented, like fraternities and sororities. They don't communicate with each other. So what we want to do is kind of give them might call it a country club where everybody could go to and meet each other and so forth. So we built a nice, you know, actually just a tool. The network bar is just a tool. And we got it really nice inside. We got restoration hardware, a nice bar, a dining room. We got about 8,000 square feet, and very comfortable, low chairs, low tables, and so forth. And what we've done is we put a lock on the front door. Okay, and the only way you get in was an app on your telephone. we have, you know, three memberships. It's a membership deal because you want to keep it kind of exclusive. And we have a membership from 21 to 30. It's a junior member. We charge them $500 a year. Then anybody over 30, it's $1,000 a year. 70 year older, we give them a membership under four conditions. One, they've got to have had a substantial business, successful. Two, be an officer in a major corporation. Three, they got to be a professional. And four, they get to buy a membership for a junior member at $500. And then they got to also got to volunteer to be a mentor. Because we have a mentor program going here. And these mentors, you know, for the old people, they like it. They had members, mentors when they were in business, and they remember their mentors, and they want to be a mentor. They have nothing to do anymore, some of them, you know, so they want to get involved. So stay involved in business. So what we do is have our membership, and when they have a situation, our members, they say, well, you know, I'm doing something I've never had to think about before. My business is growing so fast. How do I grow it? What do I need? And all that. So we got a form they fill out and goes to our facilitator, and that facilitator will set them up a meeting with the mentor. But this mentor, they can't go directly to the mentor. But the facilitator will set it up, and they'll set them up with a mentor that was in the same business, successful, that this guy is having a problem with. So it's like you're talking to somebody that's really done it. At the same time, you may be talking to him, and 9 times out of 10 it's probably a money problem.
Uh-huh.
And this mentor will say, well, this guy's really got a good business that's going, it's an opportunity, and he may come back to the network and say, hey, you know, we got angel investors here. We might take a look at it. We may help this person, you know, and help him become successful and so forth. So it's really, there's a lot of, I guess, social benefits and to networking, you know, and this is one of them, you know, really. And then we also have what you call Shark Tank and episodes here too. You know, young people, all the ideas are coming from young people now.
Mm-hmm.
Our average age in here now is 40 years old. And so, but the younger and the older, but they come up with businesses that are good ideas, and they could present it, they can make their presentation. We got people that are looking for ideas, looking for something. So that's also a real plus, an opportunity for it.
What's the ultimate goal? I mean, what would be the? I mean, you're a driven man. You can tell that from all your businesses and what you've done. I can tell you go for the brass ring. What's the brass ring for you in the end to see what's happening here in Dallas? What do you want to see happen with the network bar concept?
You know, first things first. We got to get this thing to be successful. Right now, it looks it's on a track. Okay, we've got over 5 months, I think we got over 500 or 600 members are going now. So it's come along real well. We got to make this very successful. And when we do it, when we get successful, then we say, okay, how do we grow it? What do you do with it? You know, any successful concept that's out there, you know, to protect it, you got to get market penetration. That's probably the best way to protect anything, through market penetration. So how do we get market penetration to something like this? Well, once we get it set, we got it now, we got it canned, that's the first one working well, now you go off and we license it. We license it to maybe a hotel chain. You go to this hotel chain and say, okay, for every city that you get one of your hotels, you can put a network bar there, okay? Now you got it there, and now that becomes networked with Dallas, and Dallas becomes networked with them, and we got everybody at their disposal, you know, here for them, and vice versa. So it kind of works out nice. I mean, that way we could really get out there as fast as we could build them, we could probably do it. So that's probably one of the things we're going to try to achieve and go forward with.
Yeah. For you, what, and if you take me back to the very beginning, what was it that drove you to do what you do? Did you have a mentor? How did you get a leg up when you were a kid, when you started?
Well, to be honest with you, my mentor was my father. He was a hardworking man, middle class. You know, I remember I was in college, and I had karate schools when I was in college, and I was about ready to graduate, and I had, you know, this guy I was teaching, this little kid, was in restaurant business. He says, hey, you want to get in a restaurant business with me? And I said, Yeah, you know, so I sold my karate schools, all the American boys' dream, all this food and women and booze, you know, I'm all for it, you know, young and going. So I went in business with him, and I sold my karate schools, went in business with him, and this guy was a jerk, you know, no business skills whatsoever, just, you know, he's been in the restaurant business and had something going for it, but he, no people skills, you know, that's just out of college, you know, and I was service motivation prompts a good business, you know, I wasn't worried about making profit, I was worried about giving the people something they really wanted, you know, and get sales and then to make money out of it. But anyway, come to shove, and he's going to buy me out, I was going to buy him out, so I didn't have any money. And I said, well, I'm probably not going to be able to buy him out, or maybe you buy me out and I'll just go on my way. So my father comes up to me, and he's a hardworking middle-class man. He's an electrician. And he says, well, I'll get the money for you. Being Italian, I was wondering where he's going to get the money. You know? Dad, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. Don't worry. He said, I'll get the money for you. So he came back. He said, okay, I got the money. I said, where'd you get it? He says, I mortgaged our home. And I said to myself, wow. To this day, I say it's not the sweet smell of success that makes you work hard. It's the fear of failure. The fear of failure motivates you. You don't want that to fail, so you work your butt off to make that thing work. Now, being scared paralyzes you. And that's what I've done. The fear of failure just it keeps me going. Even, you know, anything I do today, you know, I'm going to fail on this one. Maybe it's going to hurt my reputation, maybe. So it's all that fear that's there that makes you motivate you, makes you do things just beyond and above.
Yeah. What is your, I mean, obviously you've had lots of wins, but what is the biggest win you've ever had?
Well, the biggest win I've ever had is my son. Bringing him up. I brought him up like a business, by the way. And this is funny. I brought him up like a business. I used to drive him to school every morning. And I used to tell him, Sam, I said, there's five things you have to be a good person. One, you got to have principles. And you tell him that principles are sticking to your deal. Number two, you got to have responsibility. Be responsible for making the right decision. And be responsible for the consequences. Number three, you got to have integrity. Okay, you can't lie. You got to be honest. You don't lie to yourself. And number four, you got to communicate. You got to tell people how you feel. Don't let them tell you how you should feel, how they feel. You tell them how you feel and why you feel the way you feel. Communicate. And number five has three things in it: God, patriotism, and charity. I said, now if you have all five of these things, you're going to pick friends that have that too. And you're going to, and they're going to pick you as a friend. Now you got a peer group to exist in and go with, you know, and everything else. And now, when you think about that, you know, any great business, a good business, has to have the same value system.
Right.
You know, it has to have that same value system in order. It's got to have charity. It's got to have patriotism. It's got to, be responsible. It's got to have integrity. It's got to have all these things. It has principles. It's got to have that in order to be a good, viable business. So, you know, like I keep saying, I brought him up like a business. But he's a good kid. He's 22 years old. He's ready to graduate from Syracuse University. He plays lacrosse at Syracuse, you know. So I'm very proud of him. Everybody that's ever met him said, wow, he's a real good boy. So I'm very proud of him.
I love that sentiment. Bill, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.